Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But everything was good, and I've been helping her, but I'm tired, but it's okay. And I broke up. Me and her had time.
That's great. Praise God. God did great things for her. Because it was, wow. Dan, do you have something else?
I feel like the Lord's giving me a word.
Yeah, come on.
Get a
microphone. Hallelujah. God's doing great things.
I just feel like the Lord said he's doing great things. I see financial blessings coming in on every wave.
Amen.
There's deep seed that's been sown in so many areas, and it's just like a tidal wave. The blessings are just coming in on every wave. Believe that you receive it. Take it. Believe that you receive it. Financial breakthroughs, needs that are being met, you thought, how in the world am I ever going to get this paid for? How is this need ever going to be met? But God said, on every wave, you've been faithful, the Lord said, and I'll be faithful. I will pour out my blessings on you. Because you have been faithful to me, saith the Lord. And I will bless you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I will cause men to give unto your bosom, saith the Lord. Expect a tidal wave. Expect it to come in on every wave. Checks in the mail. Every need met. Every need met. There's not a need in here that God won't meet. Nothing is impossible with him. Believe and take it and believe that you receive it now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you,
Father.
Yeah. Barry has something to say. Yes, we do believe that.
Yes.
We thank God for the word. Thank you for your obedience. And we receive that in the name of Jesus. Barry?
I just had to get up here and say something. I just want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. I imagine all of you probably know what went on. Cindy went to the hospital Friday. They thought she had a mini stroke. Her blood pressure was running high number, 180 something, and you know, I just made a phone call, talked to Brother Jimmy and Miss Ann, and everybody started praying. I got up there about 1 o'clock Saturday morning, and her blood pressure had went down. I kid her, it went down because I come in the room, but. But I just wanted to thank y'all, and all of her tests come back, everything good, no mini stroke, no nothing. And she's doing great like nothing ever happened. So she's flying in tonight, and I got to go pick her up at Tupelo. So, but I just thank y'all for your prayers, and we got the best here. And thank Brother Jimmy and Miss Ann for... You know, you can call them anytime, and because I was about to lose you. But thank y'all.
Thank you for sharing. Thank God.
Praise God. You know, I was thinking about that and how important church is, that Barry knew he could call.
Yeah.
And what if we didn't have prayer warriors and things like that? And because it's hard enough, but... With people that love you and praying for you, it's hard enough. But without that, my goodness. We thank you, Barry, for your faith and believing in us too. Because we sure believe in y'all. Amen. God did touch her. Amen. Yeah. Did you have something else to share a while ago? But you just said you believed in the word and the finances and stuff. That will witness with you. Is that what you're saying? What the
all
Lord?
The
tithes,
yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. I'm telling you, something I was going to share about that.
I think you did.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hallelujah.
I love to give. I like to give. I feel like Diane shared this morning. Your tithes, you don't really give it. That's God's. But we are obedient to do what the word says to do.
Right.
But the other Sunday, I done my tithes, and God just dropped in my heart to do something extra. And this is so cool to me. And I said, God, then I had another name come up in my heart. And so I made out a check, and I said, God, this is, I've got the check made out, and you'll tell me who to give it to. He said, this is so cool. He said, why don't you do both? Isn't that good? All it is he's wanting to double bless me. Why don't you do both?
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes we cause people to maybe being a tithe a little longer because we don't obey. But God says, obey quickly. And that goes right along with what you shared, that the seeds you plant, God will, he'll cause them, and he's going to do it quickly now.
Amen.
Quickly. And I'm looking for some quicklies. How about
Amen.
Y'all?
Amen. Amen.
I'm tired of the dirt on top of my seed.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it to spring forth.
Amen.
But why don't you do both? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's cool
Amen.
To me. Because, you know, usually you think, well, I, you know.
That
ain't that
later.
Cool, Jay? It's real cool. I already shared it with Jay. God's going to do some quicklies in y'all's life.
Yeah.
Some quicklies. You're going to be amazed. Some things y'all have stood on. And, of course, if he tells Mama, I might help out. But, yeah. But anyway, really, there's going to be some quicklies happen in y'all's life.
Amen.
Quicklies. And he said, don't worry about Lily's school or finances. She's not one bit concerned about it. I told Jimmy one day, and I know Suzanne and Mike's are the same way. They think we're rich, don't we? We raised them
that
right. That
we,
way.
We better confess it. Amen.
Yeah, we really got it. Somebody said, what's Lily majoring in? I said, she better be, first of all, a rich husband. Then she can come on down. And my mom's always prayed he'll be a godly man. Her and Lila both. He'll be a godly man. A thousand heels. So why shouldn't she think? She's been taught that.
Yeah.
But anyway, just try God. Just try him and watch him. Watch him. How long did y'all plant seeds for Sarah Beth and Keith?
Oh, wow.
Sarah. How long?
20 years.
Wait a minute. Get them glasses up.
It was Speaker that came here and told us to start putting in your on your check or whatever a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were doing that with Sarah Beth and it was given to the ramp at one time, and they had a lady call us from the ramp and saying, are y'all mean for this money to go to? It was a Sarah Beth over there. And we told her what we was doing.
Yeah.
And even we went over it one night. It was a Sunday night. We didn't have church over here.
Mm-hmm.
And went over, and Karen Wheaton called us out and told us that. And we had Maggie and we had Cooper. And they were all on top of us. You would think they was our kids. And she called us up to the front and told us that we would have a child. And it's the same word we got here so many times.
Yeah. Praise God.
Can I share about the finance thing about what Alan said that night? that morning, Alan Spiegel was here speaking, and he shared that that y'all weren't going to have Sarah Beth. Am I right? Something similar to that. And when they came back, we did for the night service, Alan said, I've got something to add to that. Don't worry about the finances of this.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been some big money spent in that.
Let me add that.
Yeah, I want you to.
Here, baby.
That day when, that's the first time we had ever met Alan and Janice that day. And so when I left that night, or we left that afternoon, we went to eat dinner, and I said, I never mentioned it to Keith. I just said, well, he knows about it now. I've told him since. But I said, and he didn't know this for 8 years or so before we had her. And I said, I prayed to God, and I talked to him all the way to the restaurant and all that day. I said, Lord, I don't know how we're going to pay for this. You know we don't have any money. I said, we've exhausted every bit of finance we've had and all the pregnancies that we've lost over the years,
right.
And we're still paying hospital bills. And so I just kept coming up with creative ways and how it would happen, because I told the Lord, I said, you know it'll have to be in vitro fertilization, and we don't have the money for that. And so when we came back in that night, and he had just started service, and nobody knew this but me and the Lord, and Alan pointed to me, and he said, God said, don't you worry about the money. I've got this. And so everybody knows the first three rounds that we went through, I mean, it was tens of thousands of dollars. And that last round, we had given up. Well, I had not given up, but I know Keith hadn't given up. But when we got ready, we had lost that third one, and that doctor, something touched his heart, and he told us, he said, there's been a medication that's been opened up that's being approved in the United States. He says, in its third phase of research, he said, if you want to, you may be eligible. And he said, if you are, they'll pay 75% of it. And so even at that, when you, all women know when they go to the doctor to have a baby, the first visit we went in, and they said, we'll call you and let you know what your bill's going to be. You'll pay a certain amount to the day that you have, you know, for every visit you come until the 9 months is over. They called me, and they said, you're not going to owe anything. You won't have to pay anything. So I don't think we even paid for anything on her hospital bill ever.
Wow.
And this is our miracle baby.
Yeah. She's 8 years old.
Were you going to add something
else? I was. And that medicine, that it was an experiment medicine, it was from Israel.
Oh.
It was just little things that God said, hey, this is me.
We're putting the dots together.
In the hospital, I know nobody probably in this room has ever had this done. If you have, probably three. But they sent a check to us for $12.80. The hospital sent us a check. I don't know if anybody's ever got a check from the hospital.
That is wonderful.
Isn't that great, though? Encouraging?
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, we all need to
Glory
hear that.
Glory to God.
And, so good.
And this house is full of miracles like that. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I guess we'll have to vote you back into church now. The Church of Ephesus kicked her out at prayer a while ago. And she got her feelings hurt because Mary was there and Paul and John, and she wasn't there.
How many of y'all knew who I was in that church this morning?
Not many. That's why you'll hear it.
That's probably what I'm saying.
Well, you have to learn from somebody. If you would listen to Rick, you know a lot more. But you did good. You did good. Wow. Well, we say y'all are the best, and you are. And that word that was given just a while ago, that is God. And that one this morning just launched all that other into being. And we laid hands on you today, and you can bank on it. If you put your faith to it, it will come to pass. And praise God. Praise God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The day we dedicated the church, we had Tracy was here, and I don't know who else was here, a bunch of folks, but Tracy walked off stage and he just turned and said, "This debt will melt like a snowball. In less than 3 or 4 years, it's paid for." He's the same God all the time. And that's what he wants to do. Do you not enjoy giving to your kids? I know your kids like it. Mine do. But we do. That's a joy to give to your kids and into anybody, really. So just be obedient and keep praying. Pray for the world. Pray for everyone in the name. And as you pray and begin to pray in your intercessory time, God's going to tell you specific things. So listen as you pray or before you pray. So, and good things are going to happen. Amen. No. Yeah.
I have not even thought about my check not even coming.
Praise God. Well, what about
it's
that?
Coming.
What about that check?
It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah.
It's,
look, the government don't move that fast on its own. They don't. That's a miracle. Yeah. Yeah.
And I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt that word. And it was that thought. They just hit that button.
They just hit that button.
I thought, like,
yes, that's it. Yeah. Boom.
They did it.
Amen.
Unknowable.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Well,
we're going to dismiss. We got a little special thing next door. So I invite you all to go over here right now. Well, there may be. But we're supposed to go there. If she wants to show us something, do something.
Yeah.
So if y'all will all stand, please. And